This is Prophecy Keepers Radio, coming to you worldwide on the internet. Visit prophecykeepers.com today.
Well, hello everybody. This is your old buddy Blue Otter coming to you from Booger County, which has been relocated, actually refound in the Rocky Mountains. I live in the strangest place in the Rocky Mountains, and I wanted to tell Grandfather Red Duck a little bit about that. But anyway, before we introduce our guest for this evening, we always want to cover a little bit about the mission of Prophecy Keepers Foundation. We've established a new website at survivalismskills.com, and there we talk about the Hopi 10 checklist, and we're hoping that that Medicine Sky Woman is listening tonight. I called her and spoke with her earlier this evening and asked her to call in. And I'll give out the call-in number in just a minute. But one of the, just briefly, just for a review, the Hopi asked us to consider, well, actually, a few years ago, a Chumash elder by the name of Chokash Alho'o, a grandmother who had spent a lot of time with the Hopi back in the 70s was called back, and she was given a checklist of 10 things that the Hopi elders wanted people to think about. The first one is, where do you live? The second is, what do you do? After that, how are your relationships? And I like to get as much female input as possible into Prophecy Keepers Radio. It's hard sometimes because, you know, the men are the ones that are out there talking, and usually, and the women are the ones that are doing things. But anyway, I'm hoping to encourage her to call in a minute. Grandfather Red Elk, how are you this evening?
I am totally wiped out. I've not been able to get any sleep. I got up at 20 after 1 this morning, and I'm shot.
Oh, wow.
That I'm all right, bro.
Well, we'll just kind of coast into the next hour, and if I ask you a question you don't answer, then I'll know why.
But I'm going to sleep.
I'll just kind of wing it. After the first break here, about 12 minutes, the call-in numbers are toll-free, USA only, 877-876-5227. And USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. Once again, USA only, 877-876-5227. U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. And we'd encourage you to call in after the first break. So what do you think about, well, you know, when I was a kid in elementary school, we used to get a little paper every week called the Weekly Reader, and I used to just love it. So what do you think about the weekly news, Red Elk?
The weekly news?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with...
You mean the minute-by-minute news?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a kick. I really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Which country's going to go bankrupt next?
Watch out for England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, folks, you know...
Watch out for England, I tell you. That's... We are not in the mess that they are.
Yeah.
They haven't gone under yet.
Yeah, well, they're... I really kind of wonder where this is going to go.
Well, my brother, it's going to go to only one person can get us the world out of the whole mess.
Yeah.
And that's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
That's where it's heading. And, again, you know, big deal.
We
deserve what we got, and... a friend of mine went down here 3 days ago to get some money to buy some stuff in town, and they wouldn't give her any money. at the bank, and it turned out that they had to know how much. They had to notify the government, get an okay, and in 3 days they could have their money. And I've warned people for quite a while, off and on, various people, that you'd be wise keeping your bank account open, but your money in your pocket otherwise, you know, big amount. I tried to tell the wife that, but she, she's a woman.
Well, you know, they're usually right. Sometimes they're wrong. But even with
I'd have to think on that.
Even when they're wrong, they're right.
Yeah.
And they do so much. And
I love my lady. And she's righter more than she is wrong. But
oh yeah,
she's wrong. She's wrong.
Yeah, what do you think about the convergence of all these prophecies, native prophecy and Hebrew prophecy and Nostradamus, and what do you think about all this?
Well, prophecies are prophecies, and if they're all true prophecies, they're going to come true, and generally in the same time period.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. People have said, Red Oak, you're great vision prophecy and stuff. I'm sorry, but it's not true, because the prophets and prophecies have always got to be 100% true. And these are Christian people, and I said, better throw out your Bible. And what? I said, there's a lot Christ said is going to happen that still hasn't happened, so I guess he's not a prophet either. Yeah.
Well, now's the probably a good time to pitch your, let's see, what's the, what is it, greatvision.org? Is that the website where people can go and...
No. Just type in redelk.org.
Yeah.
And you get, there's a number of Red Elks, but you'll find mine right there.
Well, I really want to recommend everybody get this, because my daughter-in-law and her husband were a little bit skeptical when we put it in. We said, hey, you got to watch this, you know, and so we sent it over to their house, and then we heard back, wow, even the kids loved it. So,
oh,
folks,
yeah, that's because I'm so good-looking.
Exactly, where you're such a good teacher. It's 2 hours, 40 minutes, and $24.95 plus $5 shipping and handling, and I certainly enjoyed it. But
I would also consider going into Stuart, I believe it's C, like in cat, Stuart C. Best, and he's got one too there that might interest people.
Yeah, he produced another one for it. Yeah, that's where that is at, that's at trueinsight.com, TRUINSIGHT, trueinsight.com. Then you can search for Redux from there. They have all kinds of media products. But anyway, there was one other thing I want to tell you before that. Did you hear about the Ninth Circuit Court reversed itself to allow recycled wastewater to be sprayed over the San Francisco Peaks ski resorts? Now, it's not tribal land, but it's joint use. But Hopi and Navajo really don't like the idea of caca water, either recycled or not. What do you think about the way the courts treat Native Americans and their religious rights?
For the American Indian, what religious rights? You know, a lot of the rights have slowly returned, like in the Sundance and stuff, after tremendous cut down by the whites and claiming it's against the law to do that because you're savages and all that jazz. And I don't know. Look, it's all coming to a head. Nobody in one mass group wants to say, Dad, forgive us, and let's get this back on the road the right way. And it's all our own fault.
Yeah.
So what's going to be is going to be, and every time a Christian says, Amen, hey, Lord, come quickly, Amen. Well, he's coming quickly, and all of a sudden, Amen means so be it. And now a lot of people are shaking in their boots that are so-called Christians, and I didn't mean right now, maybe in my great-great-grandchildren's time, but not now.
Yeah, really interesting. But, I think the what's in the news is really, really interesting, especially considering the timing. I'm not sure if I talk with you about this, but the timed from the destruction of the first Hebrew temple, the 2,730 years that the lost tribes of Israel were under judgment ended, I guess it would have been Thursday night after Yom Kippur. So there's another prophecy, a verifiable ancient prophecy. And then look in the news at what is happening, and it's really interesting to watch Creator work.
It's just all coming to a head. You know, Dad says that if you don't do this, this, and this, you're going to get this, this, and that, you know, and we're getting it. And, you know, the crap has hit the fan, I wrote a bunch of people. But hang on, because the crap hasn't spit back, and it's going to be a heck of a mess.
Yeah.
This is nothing. Now's the time that you, the believers, and it doesn't necessarily mean Christians, but believers in a living God and a loving God. Now is the time they're going to find out, they are being tested to find out how great their faith really is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Well, folks, in a couple minutes we're going to be taking a break, and I want to encourage you to call in. What else has been going on in your life lately?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got distracted. What were you saying, Ralph?
Are we on the air still?
Yeah, we're on the air. Two more minutes.
We are?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Hi. Not a lot going on. I wish I could sit down with literally thousands of people. Not a one-on-one or a tiny little group here or there, but thousands, you know, and really, really reveal things that the inner Hioka have carried for a long, long time, and it's time for that. And I wish a lot of the secret carriers of secret knowledge of various and all other nations, tribes, to most people, they understand that, would open up and start getting together too. And you know, you talked about that spraying of that place, and you said it's not on Navajo land. I tell you true.
It's not tribally administered, but it's,
well,
you know,
yeah,
it's,
but I'm saying this. There is nothing but NA land.
That's right.
We got a bunch of squatters here, and you know, we want it fair and legal. And
the San Francisco Peaks is. I mean, that's the, you know, sacred mountain of the Southwest. We're going to go to a break right now, a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be taking calls if somebody would like to call in. Don, we're ready to go if you want to take us to our first break.
I am.
Tell me your great secrets deep inside your heart, keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow. let the truth be known to all mankind again. Prophecy Keeper, Prophecy Keeper, oh. Look inside the rainbow, look inside the heart, deep in the mountain stillness, echoes of a...
Friends, January 1st, 2010 is the deadline for turning over your personal biometric readings at a regional U.S. government facility. If you don't comply with the RELIDI Act, you will not be able to legally drive. Some people caught driving illegally have recently been electrically tortured before being arrested by the new police state. If you can't drive, you probably won't be able to work, purchase food, or sell. Friends, check your scriptures. This sounds like the mark of the beast described in Revelations chapter 13. SurvivalismSkills.com has helped thousands of people just like you plan for the future. At SurvivalismSkills.com, learn to convert your car to hydrogen, create a food storage program, protect yourself from cell telephone radiation, learn about intelligent water, get rid of poor health, learn Native American survival skills, get your free Oak Ridge Labs Nuclear War Survival Skills book. Download now at SurvivalismSkills.com. That's SurvivalismSkills.com.
And we're back. Like to invite everybody to give us a call. We gave out the call-in numbers a minute ago. But while before I give the number out again, I wanted to tell Red Elk, I got an interesting telephone call a couple days ago from a producer of Penn and Teller. Now, have you heard of Penn and Teller? These two, I guess they're magicians.
Anyway, no, I haven't.
Yeah, they've gone about debunking all kinds of interesting things here in the past few years. They kind of do it as a living. But anyway, a fellow by the name of Aaron called me from Los Angeles, and he said, I work for Penn and Teller. He says, are you familiar with them? I said, well, sure. And he says, well, we kind of like to debunk the idea that's being put forward by so many writers and seminar holders and workshop the leaders that the world's going to end in 2012. And I said, oh, thank you.
Yeah, amen.
I said, oh, anyway, if you care to call in, the number right now is 877-876-5227 in the USA. 877-876-5227. Calling from Canada, call 888-815-9756. Or you can go to vbsradio.com, and the numbers are there. But anyway, yeah, what do you think about... They said, well, we're headed down to Cancun this next weekend. Can you give us some names? I said, sure. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm all for it. It's a crock of crap. All it does is that Maya and Aztec prophecy. I've told it a number of times. They threw their arms up, and we don't know which way the civilizations of the world are going to go.
No.
And they just couldn't read beyond that point. If it turned right, then theirs won't rock and roll, and things won't happen like we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
If they turn left, and that's the way it looks right now, we got Armageddon's up the road, and the road is not too far away.
Well, and another interesting thing is... The oldest master Kabbalist, teacher of Kabbalah, died in 2006, and he was at least 106 years old when he passed away. But he, his name was Rabbi. Actually, they call him Rav Kaduri, Kaduri. And this man was quite a prophet, and he correctly identified the right down to the hour. Several years ahead of time, right down to the hour when the U.S. would invade Afghanistan. And he said we were in a war cycle, and he said the cycle would end on the 20th of October, 2008.
2000 what?
Eight.
Ah.
Coming up in just a few days. And
end? You mean we will stop wars or what?
No, it would be a war cycle. He says we're going into. He says we're now going into the period of a lot of war.
Oh, okay.
That's... And you know, I was told a few months ago something, and I was told not to tell to anybody. But basically, Creator just told me. He says, well, this is going to happen, and don't tell anybody till I tell you. But it's tied in with what Rob Kaduri was talking about. And...
Yeah. By the way, listeners, and to you too, my brother, and to you, John, if you got earphones on. My wife will be driving in any time. I've got 25,271 chihuahuas, and they are all going to bust out at once, yelling. So expect that.
So when we hear the cacophony, we'll know that she arrived.
Yeah.
How
okay,
is...
let's get to these callers, because, you know...
Yeah, folks, if you're out there, we want to hear from you. In the USA, call 877-876-5227. Come on, we know there's at least 41 of you out there. And Don said there's 41 folks listening on 56K. That means you've got a slow connection, and you probably don't have the finances that some of the other people do. So we'd like to talk with you about some shortcuts, easy ways to prepare for what's going to be coming. So give us a call. And... or not, I guess. Anyway, we never know when somebody's going to call in, folks, so we'll just hope they do. And this is kind of a short-notice thing tonight, and let about 1,000 people know the Red Lock was going to be on, but it was about an hour before the show started. So, but anyway.
We've already shot almost a half of that hour.
Yeah.
but okay.
What else has been running through your head here?
Through my head?
Yeah. Or through your spirit?
Believe it or not, now this is going to sound really strange, but there, most of my adult life, I have been pretty poor to the point where I didn't even have pen or paper, let alone a stamp, and I had to make my own. I had to seal it with my own blood to make the envelope shut that I made out of old newspaper and all of that. I mean, poor, poor. And but Dad took care of us all the time. This is with my wife and daughter.
Sounds like we got a caller.
Okay.
Caller,
good evening, gentlemen.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the mountains of Tennessee.
Oh, you are? Which county?
I'm over here by Knoxville.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to UT Knoxville, and my ancestors. Of course, I'm. You know that my folks fought with dragging. Canoe years ago, and anyway, what's your question?
Well, my question is to you and to Red Elk. How do we? I mean, I've been preparing. I've known this day was coming, and it seems like we're in. It's like the fast forward has been hit on the VCR player, because everything is just in fast motion now.
Yeah,
like a freight train headed down a mountain out of control.
So what is the question?
My question is what would you do to prepare for what's coming? I know spiritually you must prepare.
Well,
first
number
of all.
One, honey, I would certainly get on my knees, apologize for not trusting Dad in whatever it is you're not trusting him in. Realize that this great one, if you believe in him or not, you know, is just as alive as you are. And cares, after all, you're out of his birthing, his mind womb, his thought. And, I get down, I mean knee time. I do not mean standing or sitting. I mean knee time or laying. And say, you know, Pop, and don't be afraid to call him Pop. After all, that's what he is, the old man, Daddy, you know.
Yeah.
And humanize Dad and it makes it easier for you, and he's more than willing to pay attention. And apologize for your fears, your worries, your concerns, and whatever. And ask him to please show you through visions, words, like we speak, or whatever, what he has in mind for you to do to help out yourself and family and the world in this situation, and then just shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely concur. I really do. And you know, after that, I mean, you can worry yourself into the ground, you know. But you know, put some canned foods. I would say at this point, if you got any, you know, anything like your credit cards, you know, the money's going to be worth it pretty soon, so you might as well charge them up, you know, or go to the food bank.
Well, remember though, in your credit cards, folks, and you too, sir.
It's a foregone conclusion that
pretty useless here pretty soon.
I'm sorry, caller. We didn't hear your comment.
I said I think it's a foregone conclusion that the American dollar is over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe in credit cards. I've always never believed in buying brand new vehicles. I didn't need that, those material things to make me feel that was my self-worth in this materialistic world.
Well,
I've always tried to live a basic, simple life.
Sure.
And work with the animals.
Information, you know, is probably the best thing you can stuff in your head. All the, you know,
wilderness survival.
Yeah.
The ancient living ways, not just of the American Indians, but Sweden, England, early America. See how they did things, and they didn't have a car, a truck to go and do it. They weren't enslaved to that stuff. And get a washboard, a hand washboard. Go on internet; it'll help you wash your clothes when they're dirty.
Mm,
yeah.
We got one—a wringer washer.
No, a hand. You know, the old wooden kind that you stick down into.
Oh, the board. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
my great grandmother used to use that.
Now,
well,
you live in East Tennessee.
I learned to do it as my mother's niece.
Yeah.
And non-electric tools, non-powered tools, they're nice to have. But if you got to cut wood or something like that, go get a sweet saw and some extra blade. While you still can, while they're still being chipped around. And prepare to live in a very almost primitive way.
Put in lots of matches, and you know, creator's gonna. You know, my give you an example. My wife had passed away about a year ago. Well, she and her family grew up in the Ozarks. Back during World War II, and her mother, she and her relatives were very poor, and they just trusted creator. And it, they said, you know, they didn't even have a place to live. They just find a place that didn't have too big a hole in the wall, and hopefully nothing bigger than you throw a cat through, and they'd move in. But there were times when they actually had angelic deliveries of groceries, you know, like in the snow.
I've seen it too.
You know, and hey, Don, if you want to take us to go ahead and run that break, and we'll let the caller, can we let the caller stay during the break? I guess we can.
I hope I've helped you, sister.
Echoes of another time, let the wind blow, let the truth be known to all mankind again. Prophecy keeper. Oh, surrounds us like a lover's hand upon the heart. The very breath you gave me grows intently through the years.
When they come to us in dreams,
so let the wind blow.
Friends, January 1st, 2010 is the deadline for turning over your personal biometric readings at a regional U.S. government facility. If you don't comply with the Real ID Act, you will not be able to legally drive. Some people caught driving illegally have recently been electrically tortured before being arrested by the new police state. If you can't drive, you probably won't be able to work, purchase food, or sell. Friends, check your scriptures. This sounds like the mark of the beast described in Revelations chapter 13. SurvivalismSkills.com has helped thousands of people just like you plan for the future. At SurvivalismSkills.com, learn to convert your car to hydrogen, create a food storage program, protect yourself from cell telephone radiation, learn about intelligent water, get rid of poor health, learn Native American survival skills. Get your free Oak Ridge Labs new Clear War Survival Skills book. Download now at SurvivalismSkills.com. That's SurvivalismSkills.com.
Oh, we're back from the break. We've got a member of the Fair Sex that's calling in, and from she's a Tennessee volunteer. Now, you had another question. I thought we were going to be able to talk during the break, but are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead and
my question to you is this. I see a glass of water as half full. A lot see it as half empty. Suppose that, because I believe we're coming to a golden age, but and there's a lot of things going on in our country and around the world economically, money-wise, for many, many years. And perhaps, you know, it's like when you have parasites in a host, like a dog with worms. I hate to use that analogy, but you know, when you kill those worms in the host body, sometimes it's really hard on that host getting rid of the parasites. And maybe this is a good thing that we've seen just how insignificant our politicians are, that they dance to a different beat than their constituents. They go where their pocket is lined with the funny money. And so perhaps this has been a great lesson for the American people. In fact, I know it has, that 99 out of 100 said no to the bailout deal, but yet it still went through. But it began to wake people up. And I think that's why we see Luciferians making such a push now, because too many people are waking up, Red Elk. And I want to hope, because I don't believe that anything is etched in stone, that we have the ability to change things. We can change things for positive.
Absolutely.
What say you?
Let me add this to the water situation. And there's going to be a giant water situation. And it's designed loss of water. Hear me that. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not prophesying. I know from personal. Well, anyway, designed, all right, by the black forces in our government. But nevertheless, the water is going to be, something else.
Yeah, I know.
The prophet was led to water, remember?
Yes.
And the prophet was fed by birds, remember?
Yeah.
And the prophet was paying attention to God and did what God said. And that's why God did this. Now, at one time, I was a forest firefighter. We ran out of water, drinking water. We ran out of water. We were beating at the dang things with our shovels and stuff. But and everybody, including myself, my lips starting to crack, my tongue starting to swell. We were in bad shape. And I came across a little puddle of water. Now, this is going to sound gross. About the size of if you put your arms in a circle. In the middle of that, about an inch and a quarter, inch and a half below that, at the top of it, was a fresh cow pie. But there was no water. And you're worried, you're concerned about all of this diseases and stuff and things like that. Well, I simply said that. I need that water, but I do not need the sickness that can come with it. Would you please heal the water so I can drink safely?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I meant it. I mean, I thanked him. And I accepted that he heard what I needed, he knew what I needed, and he's taking care of it. And I got my hands and knees, and right above that cow pie, right above it, I sipped my pool and was never sick. And the other people were just aghast. And I tell you, they suffered really bad until another truck finally showed up. So, mm-hmm. prayer works. There's also a book called The Miracles of Water, I think it is. It's by a Japanese fellow.
Oh, Dr. Emoto.
Yeah, Emoto,
yeah. Check that book out.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And you can do the same thing with food as you do with water. Okay, let's get to another caller.
Thank
I hope
you.
That helps us.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Yeah, we want to encourage you to call in. Let's give out those numbers again. In the USA, call 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, call 888-815-9756. Once again, in the USA, 877-876-5227. Canada. Oh, we got another call. Oh, where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Noelle. I'm calling from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good, good. I just had...
Renee, could you speak into your mouthpiece?
Oh,
well,
hang on, this one. Just, can you speak up a little bit, Red? I'll have problems hearing you. Get as close as you can.
All right. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to know your comments on the possible sighting on the 14th of October. You've heard of that, of the Galactic Federation showing itself?
No, I don't think I have.
I saw something on it.
Okay. I'll get off the line if you want to answer it, because it's probably easier for you.
Yeah, or
you
can stay on, whatever you'd like. We don't have that many callers, so want to stay on the line. Now, what do you think, Ralph?
Okay.
Repeat the question, something about a sighting. And something.
Well, there's... There was an announcement. Well, caller, would you want... tell him what you know.
It was a lady in Australia, Blossom, I forgot her last name, who had a message saying, release this message, and she got the message in May, but she was too scared to come public with it because it was such a big message. But it's supposedly a 2,000-mile-long airship.
Wait, a 1,000-mile-long what? You're kind of drifting there.
Like a mothership.
Oh, okay, yeah, they got those. They're so tall, so unbelievably tall. They're miles tall that they actually have weather in it, create condensation clouds and stuff.
Like a flying city, almost.
Hmm?
Well, I guess what's predicted is a huge ship. It's a it'll be a ship that'll be seen all over. A giant UFO will visit Earth and Alabama and some different places.
Well, I tell you, you get a lot of news, this is going to happen, that is going to happen. Generally, these things don't. And
I hope
it
shows up.
What?
And opens people's eyes.
She was just
care.
Saying she hopes it shows up.
All right, generally, these people that put this kind of stuff out, not always, but almost always, are New Agers with guides. And God gives no guides. Nowhere in the Bible does he say, I'm going to give you a guide. And those people that use guides, you watch. They all fall on their face, to my knowledge, so far.
That
and,
would be nice.
So I really pay it no heed.
Well, thank you. I hope so, too. And it was nice talking to both of you, and I'm enjoying your show.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Ann.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Blossom Goodchild apparently had received some information that there was going to be a huge UFO event coming on the 14th, and that's just a few days away. Well, you know, if they show up, fine. If they don't.
Blue Robert, watch what will happen. The one that has given that knowledge to this lady, if it doesn't turn out, will come up with some kind of excuse as why it didn't happen.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. We've got another caller. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado, and Red Elf knows me. I'm John.
John, which John? I got two in Colorado.
Yeah, well, we're the one that just recently had the dream emails.
We're
working the dream.
Oh, okay. Hi, John.
How are you?
Am I?
Great. My question, Red Elk, is this, especially now in these times, as Christians, when do you see us really coming into who we are?
Whoa. Speak louder.
Oh, okay. As Christians, Red Elk, we really haven't come into our own yet, operating in the full power.
No, we haven't. But understand, John, Christian means Christ followers, and how many do?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That a true Christ follower is going to work at following the example that Big Brother set, and not just talk about it. It's we're in a time of separating the wheat from the chaff, John.
Mm.
And the true followers, the true Christians, not the one with a name, but the true Christians, and it doesn't have to have a name to be a true follower of love and the ways of right and stuff like that. They're going to separate out from the others.
God, you have any advice for people that want to begin to really...
Any advice for what?
For people who want to begin to operate really operating in the gifts of the Spirit of God.
Get a concordance and use it. Learn to use it with the Bible. And know that Jesus Christ never lied. And he said, the things I've done, you can do.
Yes.
For I am with you to help you. And, you know, right now you're finding out if you're a true believer or not. And look at the things that he did. He walked through a crowd unseen. He talked with a tree. Talked to it, but you learn time travel, and he did that too. You find out they had a little conversation going. And all these things that Jesus did and all the things that the godly prophets did in Old and New Testament, you can do too. Just accept the fact that it can be done, and just when you believe that, really believe it with no doubt whatsoever, ta-da, it starts. And always check what you're told. It's three times against the Word of God or however, to make sure you're hearing from the right source.
Yeah, Genesis says that if you have a dream, you know, you need to get two witnesses. You need to have the same dream twice. And yeah, I think I don't know. There's a lot of spiritual brinksmanship out there. Now, I'm not saying Blossom Goodchild is wrong, Daniel Brinkley years and years ago said that by 2008 it would be very, very obvious that we weren't alone here. So what do you think? Well, of course, about as far as UFOs in general, you know, we know they exist. We just don't know. That would be a pretty easy way for dark forces, if they had the technology, to deceive us. I was told back in 1992 that someday there would be a fake UFO invasion. And then very shortly after that, John Lear Jr. started going on and talking with Art Bell, and continued through the year saying someday there'd be a future UFO invasion. So it all just comes down to, you know, have you got a relationship with Creator? Are you practiced enough at that relationship to know...
Godly from ungodly.
Exactly, to have him help you out to know which way to go, which path to go.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're supposed to take one more break, caller, and if you'd like
to... Thanks for calling in, John.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, if you'd like to, you can stay. Don, go ahead and run that third break.
Let the truth be known to all mankind. Know your wisdom, teach us what you can. There's a mighty dark cloud hanging. hanging overhead, oh dear. Hanging overhead. Let the wind blow. Let the truth be known. For all mankind again.
Friends, January 1st, 2010 is the deadline for turning over your personal biometric readings at a regional U.S. government facility. If you don't comply with the Real ID Act, you will not be able to legally drive. Some people caught driving illegally have recently been electrically tortured before being arrested by the new police state. If you can't drive, you probably won't be able to work, purchase food, or sell. Friends, check your scriptures. This sounds like the mark of the beast described in Revelations chapter 13. SurvivalismSkills.com has helped thousands of people just like you plan for the future. At SurvivalismSkills.com, learn to convert your car to hydrogen, create a food storage program, protect yourself from cell telephone radiation, learn about intelligent water, get rid of poor health, learn Native American survival skills. Get your free Oak Ridge Labs new Clear War Survival Skills book. Download now at SurvivalismSkills.com. That's SurvivalismSkills.com.
Well, we're back. We were talking during the break. What were you saying about people wanting to, they wanted to get connected with the Spirit right now?
Yeah. Please, you know, I've heard you for a long time. Now I need to get ready now. Well, gee whiz, man. You know, press your magic button. They already, if they've heard me for a long time, they know what to do already. And now, by golly, it's make or break. And
yeah.
I'm not anybody's God. I make mistakes constantly. And my training and things like that for 41 years, I've been in this a long, long time. And, slowly learn to connect very slowly. And I haven't found anybody to connect in 10 minutes. I'm not saying that they couldn't, but I haven't found anybody yet.
Well, it's just a whole way of living that I think that the biggest problem people have is it's such a big mystery to them. There's such a disconnect between say a Christian, you know, he'll read about all that stuff that Jesus did, including Jesus saying, "Hey, there isn't anything I'm doing that you can't do yourself," and then they'll believe in Jesus and but
they believe in him just to save the rear end.
But he did say, he said there was a time coming when the parable of the 10 virgins. He says there'll be 10, and half of those virgins will be wise. They will have gathered the oil. In other words, their knowledge and their courage and physical preparations. And the other five, when the emergency comes, he says they'll run to try to gather those things, and they'll get back, and the door will get slammed in their face.
Yeah. Well, we still have time. The door hasn't slammed yet, but it's starting to make a creaky noise.
It is.
Okay, let's go to another caller.
Yeah, folks, if you're here to call in, let's give out the numbers again. In the USA, 877-876-5227. And if you call from Canada, it's 888-815-9756. USA 877-876-5227. Canada 888-815-9756. Encourage you to call in. We're going to be going on for another about another 4 minutes, I guess, is all we've got till the closing music plays. So, here in the last 5 minutes, if nobody calls in, what would you like to tell folks?
What would I like to what?
Tell them. What would you like to share with them?
Okay. You're good. Everybody is going to have to start to learn outside the box. In the box, that box is a coffin. It will kill you. You're going to have to learn the extraordinary. The, he's insane, which can also mean sane within. That doesn't work in man's way. That works in his own way. Get out of the box.
I agree. Absolutely. Well, we have to start thinking like MacGyvers. You know, if you're, if you're not 50, you probably don't remember Richard Dean Anderson's show, MacGyver. The guy was very clever, and but he had that information, those skills, because he had information.
That's right, and he got that information from his writers.
That's correct. I mean, the first thing I would
get on your computer, go to the library, start studying. What? Loincloths are going to look pretty darn good in a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the first thing I'd recommend, the first book I would recommend people read is a Boy Scout field book.
No, the older ones.
Right.
The older ones from the 50s backwards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get those on eBay, folks. I have seen those. Boy Scout field book, not handbook. The handbook's the ones about all the badges. The field book's got all the skills in it.
Yeah. There is a book, sister of ours from Holland recommended. I went out and bought it. It's called the Peace Pilgrim. It's about a woman who has a vest, and everything she's owned is in the pocket of the vest. And she spent most of her life just walking and learning from Dad, living on total faith. And if you look at the internet, I think they're about $16. And they are there because I just got one. Peace Pilgrim. I can't tell you the lady's name.
Peace Pilgrim.
But this will give you hope. And it's really great reading.
Now, let me Google that real quick. Yeah, you know, of course, at prophecykeepers.com, you know, we offer just tons and tons. You know, we've got, you know, 140 megabytes of information, and not just my books, just all kinds of information about, you know, cooking and food preservation, and you name it, it's in there. There's a lot of other ones. Yeah, Peace Pilgrim. Yeah, and by the way, we're coming up on the last 60 seconds here. Yeah, it's just peacepilgrim.com. It's a woman that walked 25,000 miles on a personal pilgrimage for peace.
It is fascinating, folks.
Well, we've got about 45 seconds to go.
46 callers and only two or three ever really called.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's 5%. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, but, again, I am a medicine man, and I am very, very firm on that. I am a Wakayan, which is a spiritual advisor. And I am of the Inner Hayoka Society, a Hayoka Society. Hayoka is traditional. Inner Hayoka is pre-traditional. And as we die out, the 12 of us, there's nobody going to replace us. And I've learned all my life, and you can learn too, quicker. So I guess that's just about it.
Well, the show's over. Thanks so much, Grandfather Red Elk, and I encourage you to support Grandfather Red Elk. We need support, too. We've only got one more show paid for. Of course, you know, after next Saturday, you know, the Internet might not be here. Who knows? But we sure can use your support. Okay, Don, take it away. Folks, I look forward to speaking with you next Saturday night. And thanks so much. This has been Prophecy Keepers Radio.
Thank you both.
Take care. God bless. Good night. Thanks a lot, Don.
Prophecy Keepers. Prophecy Keepers. Prophecy Keepers.
a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine men of the Americas, the holy people of Africa, or the present-day Ottawahis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times. From the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Levant, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.